A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 6. The Reaction Against the Message. A basic enmity against God was the underlying factor of the opposition manifested at Minneapolis against the Lord's message through brethren E.J. Wagoner and A.T. Jones. Ellen White's statements are so clear and forceful that it is impossible not to grasp their import. I can never forget the experience which we had at Minneapolis, or the things which were there revealed to me in regard to the spirit that controlled men. They were moved at the meeting by another spirit, and they knew not that God had sent these young men to bear a special message to them which they treated with ridicule and contempt. I know that at that time the Spirit of God was insulted. How long will you hate and despise the messengers of God's righteousness? If you reject Christ's delegated messengers, you reject Christ. They began this satanic work at Minneapolis. Yet these men have been holding positions of trust, and have been molding the work after their own similitude, as far as they possibly could. Since the time of the Minneapolis meeting, I have seen the state of the Laodicean church as never before. Like the Jews, many have closed their eyes to light, and in walking apart from Christ, feeling need of nothing, as there was when he was upon earth. If God spares their lives and they nourish the same spirit that marked their course of action before and after the Minneapolis meeting, they will fill up to the full the deeds of those whom Christ condemned when he was upon the earth. So strong was the opposition to the 1888 message and so enthusiastic was Ellen White's endorsement of it, that our brethren indulged serious doubts about Ellen White's inspiration. In fact, she was openly defied, and in 1891 was exiled to Australia. The fact that Jones and Wagoner had the support of Mrs. White intensified the animosity of their critics. When the prophet told them what they were doing at the 1888 conference, they simply set the prophet aside with all the rest. All the universe of heaven witnessed the disgraceful treatment of Jesus Christ, represented by the Holy Spirit. Had Christ been before them, they would have treated him in a manner similar to that in which the Jews treated Christ. Has our wandering in the wilderness been long enough? Should we not recognize the truth that enmity against God has indeed been our basic sin of Laodicea, the root of our self-sufficient pride that we are rich and increased with goods, and in need of nothing?